You're listening to SBS News.
A rapid increase in COVID-19 transmission rates over the last 2 weeks, more hospitalisations, and a stagnation in vaccine uptake across 33 countries in the World Health Organization Europe region. This is the warning by the head of the WHO's European branch. Hans Kluh, the regional director, says vaccination is a right, but it's also a responsibility.
The stagnation in vaccine uptake in our region is of serious concern. Now that public health and social measures are being relaxed in many countries, the public's vaccination acceptance is crucial. If we are to avoid greater transmission, more severe disease, increases in deaths, and a big risk that new variants of concern will emerge, vaccine skepticism and science denial is holding us back from stabilizing this crisis. It serves no purpose and is good for no one.
The increase in case counts is 10% or more, and in the last week, COVID-related deaths rose to 11% in the region. And the causes? A summertime surge in travel, easing of restrictions, and the Delta variant. Over in France, coronavirus health passes will be prerequisites for workers in the hospitality industry. Virgil Grunberg manages three restaurants in the Bastille area, and before every service, he has to check every employee for a pass.
Right now, I know that some of my employees are not fully vaccinated yet. What they do for now is they get tested twice a week or three times a week. So I haven't had any real problems yet, but that's for now because the tests are still free. But I already have a few employees that told me that they were not going to stay if they have to pay for a test every time they work. Maybe that's going to be a problem eventually.
Nearly 2 million French workers in restaurants and other service jobs have to obey the new rules. Robert Fish lives in Paris and says there are hefty fines for businesses that don't comply.
I understand why they're doing it. I guess it's to make sure that, you know, to stop the spread of the virus and everything, you know. So it's a good thing. It is also a little bit heavy-handed, shall we say, to force people to, if you don't get a vaccine, then you can't work. That's a... It's kind of hardcore, but I suppose if they didn't do that, it's the French, isn't it? So no one would bother otherwise, would they?
The COVID pass requires proof of vaccination, a fresh negative virus test, or recovery from COVID-19. In Cuba, the coronavirus Sinopharm vaccine is being applied alongside its homegrown Soberana Plus booster shots, but it's unclear why the new shots are being applied to some of its population. This doctor says he's seeing less hesitancy for the vaccine among some age groups.
This is a very important step in this tough pandemic that we have to fight. The young people are stepping forward at this time when the country needs it. We've lost many loved ones.
The island reported more than 600,000 coronavirus cases and over 5,000 deaths as of Monday. This health worker says vaccination is the only roadmap to freedom.
We have spent difficult days with respect to all the cases that are appearing, and we want to immunize to get ahead of this situation.
That's as the vaccination program in Israel expands even further, a decision approved on Sunday. Its coronavirus booster shot program now includes anyone over the age of 12. On Sunday, many in their 20s were receiving their booster shots, and this vaccine recipient, Thomas Rohr, was on board.
I wanted to get it over with as soon as possible, back to life and all, so there won't be another lockdown, which is a bit worrying, more than the vaccine in my opinion. It doesn't matter to me what they say about the vaccine, side effects and all. Last two shots I got, I had no side effects at all.
It's the latest phase of a booster program that began last month with Israelis over 60 and was then expanded in phases over several weeks to people in their 50s, 40s and 30s. Sar Vardi, a spokesman for Clalit Health Services, says he wants to see more faces at the vaccine centres.
We're talking about a very large compliance of the population, and we hope that in the coming days we'll see more and more people taking the shot and getting vaccinated. We believe that if enough people will get vaccine against the COVID from all the wide range of ages, we will take care of this, we will handle this fourth wave, and we can get the country back to the routine we knew before the Delta wave began.
Some 2 million people, more than 20% of the country's roughly 9 million people, have received a third dose. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.